Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you, if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtottara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtottaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Mm-hmm.
Do not calculate the length of time you have spent in the company of the Lord's name and exult. Calculate rather the length of time you have wasted away from the contact and repent. Have that name ever in your thoughts and you can brave any calamity. Remember how Sita braved the taunts, insults and tortures of the ogresses in Lanka. What was it that gave her the mental stamina? It was Rama Namam and nothing else. Kama and Krodha cannot coexist with Rama Dhyana.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 49th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatnamavali is
Om Shri Sai Sarvadharaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. By whatever name, under whatever form he is known, Baba is the Adhara, support of all. Baba says that when a person bows before Venkatesha or Vishwanatha or Panduranga or Annapurna, he is bowing before the divine principle, which is he himself. Salutations to all gods direct themselves to the one, to Keshava. For Keshava, as Baba says, means he whose one single hair represents the three, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Baba wrote once to a Shastri, quote, "For me who is feeding and fostering this entire world, feeding and fostering you is not hard at all, but I am piling on you these distressing situations so that you may learn a few lessons, especially the lesson that you have to observe in practice what you are professing in theory." Unquote. He is the provider, the protector, the panacea for all. He is Sarvadhara. He is Brahma Swarupa, the Brahman that became all this and that has entered into all this. That is why we sing Anta Sai Maya, E Jagamanta Sai Mayam. All is Sai full. This world, all of it is Sai full. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. All this is indeed Brahmam. All this is indeed Sai. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 49th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatnamavali. That is, Om Shri Sai Sarvadharaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sarvadharaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the support of all. There's a poem in Marathi, one of the Indian languages, which conveys, one who is an orphan in this world has God by his side. Even the sky which is without a support, he bears its weight. The feeling expressed through this verse is verily true because God is the support of all. He supports all those who seeks refuge in Him. The most enlightening example is that of Bhagwan Sri Krishna, who lifted the Govardhana mountain to save the people of Gokul. Lord Indra's wrath caused torrential rains, and when the cowherds of Gokul came to Sri Krishna for his help to save themselves and their cattle, he lifted the Govardhan mountain on the tip of his little finger and protected them all. In fact, he did not even want to take any credit for this glorious act. So he asked all of them to support the mountain with their sticks. So, when God supports his devotees, he does not even take any credit for it. There are so many devotees all over the world who are leading their life in comfort only due to the support of Sri Satya Sai. Here is a story which illustrates this fact. A lady by name Diana was an ardent devotee of Swami. But her husband Joel didn't believe in Swami as God. He once happened to see Swami's portrait in a devotee's home and asked her, "How can this guy with a crown of hair be God?" Diana happened to plan a trip to Puttaparthi when Joel also wanted to accompany her to just have a look at Swami and if possible test him. He discussed his plan with his friends who inquired about his intentions since he did not believe in Swami. To that, Joel told them he would ask for a rainbow when he sees Swami, as Baba cannot retrieve it out of the folds of his sleeve. The couple made the long journey from the US to Prashanthi Nilayam and took a walk to the nearby hillock behind the ashram. They started to look around and enjoy the nature's calmness when a particular sight caught Joel by surprise. He saw a rainbow in the sky, which didn't even have the usual half-moon bend, but was as straight as if a rocket has been launched into the sky. It took Joel some time to recover from the shocking sight he had witnessed, and Diana couldn't quite understand what made her husband freeze. Joel then recapped his discussion with his friends about his plan to ask Baba for a rainbow, which cannot be created out of his sleeve. He expressed his disbelief as to how Swami could fulfill his wish exactly the way he wanted. Next day, Swami walked up to him and asked him, "How did you like the rainbow?" When Joel recovered from the shock and tried to pay his respects to Baba with his hands folded, Swami again asked him, "How would a guy with a crown of hair become God?" Joel realized only God can know everything he thought and said in his hometown and saluted to Swami with his heart filled with joy.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 49th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvadharaya Namaha. The 50th name is
Om Sri Sai Sarvahridvasine Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. The Lord dwells in the Hridaya of Sarva Bhutanam, in the region of the heart of all beings, says Gita. The heart does not mean the physiological organ. It is the root and refuge of all kama or desire. The Kathopanishad says that as soon as all the kamas which infest the Hridaya or heart leave it, man becomes immortal. He enjoys Brahman. He becomes Brahman. The Atma, which is Ananda Swarupa, is in the Hridayakasha, the sky of the heart. The Hridaya must be rid of the knots of doubts and pride. Then only will the Lord reveal Himself therein. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Baba says, quote, "The entire kingdom, every square inch, belongs to the monarch who rules over it. But when he is inclined to recline, he does not sit on the first spot that he sees, does he? He selects a spot which is clean and free of thorns, which is level and soft. So too, though all hearts are his, he manifests himself only in those that are pure." Unquote. This is the great inducement that Baba holds before us to make our hearts pure. He will reside in our hearts if we cleanse them of evil. We can adore Him there. We can become aware of Him there. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 50th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvahridvasine Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Thank you.
Shri Sai Sarvahridaya Vasine Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who resides in the hearts of all. Swami says, quote, "I dwell in the hearts of all, but some do not realize it," unquote. Swami also cites the reason for this. He says, quote, "God's image is in your heart. If you are unable to see it, understand that your heart is covered with the dust of desires and indiscipline. Wipe it through knowledge, service and devotion, and you will be able to realize your own divinity," unquote. This is an incident from the life of Dr. R.S. Padmanabhan. In 1973, Swami asked him to travel to USA for his son's admission. When the doctor arrived at Puttaparthi to seek his blessings, Baba materialized a topaz ring for him. At that time, Colonel Joga Rao, who was also present there, asked him, "Swami, can one see your image in this ring?" Baba answered, "My image may or may not be there, but I will be in his heart and will look after him." Saying so, Swami blew on the ring thrice and his image appeared on it. With Bhagwan's blessings, Dr. Padmanabhan left for USA. At first, he disembarked at Bonn and visited a dental hospital there. He had to travel to Dusseldorf to take the onward flight. When he arrived at Bonn airport, he was told that his flight to Dusseldorf was cancelled. He didn't know what to do because he was to reach Amsterdam from Dusseldorf, and two aged friends of his who were Sai devotees were waiting for him at Amsterdam. Just then, the airport officer came up to him and said, "Dusseldorf is about 110 kilometers away. If you take a taxi, you may be able to reach in time to catch the onward flight." Saying so, the officer hailed a cab and Dr. Padmanabhan traveled in it to Dusseldorf. As he reached the airport and got off the cab, a porter dressed in a white uniform came up to him and lifted his baggage. He carried it all the way through. After taking his seat, the doctor started looking for the porter in order to pay him, but he was already gone. The onward journey was smooth, and after completing the task of his son's admission, he returned to India. On his return, he went to Vrindavan Ashram to seek Swami's darshan. Bhagwan inquired after his trip. The doctor said it was fine. Swami commented, "Except for that incident at Dusseldorf, I had to carry your baggage from the taxi to the aeroplane, and you did not even thank me." It was then that Dr. Padmanabhan remembered Swami's words, "I will be in his heart and look after him."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 50th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sarvahridvasine Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
बतलाया दो न जाना कभी तुम।